Welcome to The Business Coach with business consultant Russell J. White, offering proven methods and innovative ideas to help your business grow and succeed.
So true or false, business coach, the buying habits of consumers, have they changed?
The pandemic of 2020 has caused quite a crisis for consumers, and they're altering their buying behavior. This is something that businesses need to recognize. Because of disrupted supply chains, businesses being forced to close, and civil unrest, consumers are being forced to look at products, brands, and their personal safety quite differently. Some shopping habits are shifting for the long term. Adjust accordingly.
All right, so what's number one?
Home delivery. Consumers have expressed they feel more comfortable at home, therefore anything that they can have delivered at home is more likely to be purchased. Whether a concern for health or safety, consumers are looking for ways to stay in the comfort model of their own homes. So you have to ask yourself, how does home delivery impact my current business model?
Number two.
Hoarding.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew toilet paper would be such an in-demand product?
Yeah.
With the disruption of supply chains, consumer necessities seemed scarce, thereby people started hoarding them, which actually made them scarce.
Yes. Yeah.
Expect more hoarding anytime a consumer feels threatened by what they can't control. So as a business owner, ask yourself, how will hoarding and consumer panic impact my business?
All right. And number three.
A greater isolation. Working from home has proven to be a success from employer and employee standpoints. Because society is still feeling fragile post-pandemic, the virtual workforce will be a lasting effect. With isolation comes less travel, fewer gatherings, and without a doubt, this will impact how a consumer shops and interacts in the public. So ask yourself as a business owner, is your business ready for a more isolated society?
For replays of The Business Coach, go online to WRHI.com. To reach Russell White, go to RussellWhite.com.